We are learning Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning seven lines from the bottom, end of a line. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Shechiv Lei Barata. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda lost his daughter. Omle Rabbanu Ula, Kum Nezel Ninach Beis. Rabbanu told Ula, come with us, we want to go Menachem Avol. Omalu, my Isli Gabi Nachem to the Bavloi. I don't want to go with you Babylonians, you Bavloyim. I don't want to go with you to Menachem Avol. Why? The Gedufa Uda Amri. You know they say gedufa. What do you say? Gedufa, the Amri, what do they say? They say, my Epsilon Abba, they walk into the Shiva house and say, oh, what's Kemetin? So it's mashma from saying that, ha Epsilon Abba, if you could have done something, you would have done something. Avdi, you would have done something. That's not, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants something. If you could have done something, you couldn't have done something. That's what Hashem wanted. So Ula said, I don't like the way you're Menachem Avol. So also Luchadeg Luchudagabe. So therefore Ula went himself to Menachem Avol. We'll hear what he said. He had his own way of being Menachem Avelim. And then we'll decide if it would go, it would fly these days. But here we'll see that the way he was Menachem Avol, this way Ula held this right way. Because he held it saying, what can you do which should apply today? It's brought down Lalach and Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't say this. That you shouldn't say what could have we done, because you couldn't have, even if you could have done something, you wouldn't have done it, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. But what was his also Hulchadei Gabay Amalei by Yoyimah Hashem El Moshe? He came to the Shiva house like this. The pasuk says by Yoyimah Hashem El Moshe Al Tatsaras Moav. Don't start up with Moav when they're going up to capture Eretz Yisrael. He said, don't start up with Moav. Al Tiskav Amuchama. Don't fight with them. What was Moshe's having, you know, to start up with Moav without Rishos? Ella, no, Moshe kavuchayim ba'atzmaim. Moshe made a kavuchayim. Omar, my midyanim, shalei bo el Lazarus Moav. My dach midyanim only came to help Moav. When Moav hired Bilam, so Midyan was going to help Moav. And what they do, Bilam at the end of the day couldn't curse them, so he gave him an eitzah to be mezana. And they were just helping out Moav. Still, Amra Torah about the Midianim, Tzororas and Midianim, Kisim Aysam, destroy the Midianim, fight with them, hit them. So Moavim, Atzmon, who themselves started, they're the one who hired Bilam, like Holshkin, shouldn't you do Mechamo with them? That was Moshe's Kavachayim to himself. So Amra Karas Baruch, Karas Baruch tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Loikus also Adaitcha, also Adaiti. Not what you think, I thought. Stay pray this tayvis yashli lohitzi mehem. I want two prey dice to come out from Amun and Moav. Two goizlois rashas, two birds, which means two tzadekas are going to come out, tzidkonias, two tzidkonias are going to come out of Amun and Moav. Yashli lohitzi mehem. Rus amayivya v'nama ha'amoynis. Rus amayivya is going to come out of Moav, that's Rus. And nama ha'amoynis, who's going to marry Rechavam, will be Shlomo HaMelech's daughter-in-law, Or maybe maybe Shlomo HaMelech's wife. I'm not sure. Wait to get the Gemara. See if I get more clear there. But Enama HaAmoinis will be coming out to Tzikonius, and therefore we don't start off with Amun and Moav. V'loy dvarim kal v'chaymer. Uma b'shvil shtei pray this toivus chas Hakadosh Baruch Hu abeizim mois gedoy lois. Ma'adach u'kud two goyz lois. Hakadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis on two nations. Loy echrivam. It was not machir of them. So he says, "You, I'm coming to Menachem Avol with you, Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel by Yehuda." He says, "If your daughter was something special, something would come out of her, she wouldn't have died. You save a whole nation for a good offspring." So for sure she would have lived. So that's how it was Menachem Avol. He came into the Shiva and says, "You know, if your daughter were in anything, so then something would have came out. But Maisa, Vice Tois, is there nothing type would have come out of it?" This is the way Ula held was the right way. It could be this door, you have to ask a child if this is the way you should do it. But upon him, this is the Ula held. This was the Ika way of being Menachem Avol. Yeah, you have to know it every door. Zog the Gemara, Amar Chia Ba Abba, Amar Yechidon. Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Schar Kol Beria. Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not hold back the Schar of any Bria, any creation. Afilu Schar Sicha Noa. Even just talking nicely gets Schar. The Ilu Bechira, the Kol Moav, the older one called his child Moav, called her child Moav, which was not so sneeze. They say Mi'av comes from the father. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Al Tatsas Moav. Don't lay siege on my yav. Tishkavam mechama. Don't make a mechama with them. Mechama who deloy. Hungaria avalu. You don't do mechama with them. Hungaria, which means to work, make them work and bring mayim mazon that you will make them do. Tziira, the Kamer ben Ami, just call the child ben Ami. Oh my gosh, Baruch Moshe, the Karaf the Mubani Ami, Al Tatsura, Val Tiskabam, Klal, don't say Vachamat, Al Tiskabam. It says don't start with them at all. That Filun Garle Savu, don't even make them work as Avadim to bring you Mayim of Mazan. And the Mayav, you could do that to them, you could pain them, but you just can't do Mechama with them. So what's the difference? The difference is because Mayav was. The sikh wasn't such sikh na'a, was not steered the way she talked, and Amin did, and therefore they got schar even for that. So even the sikh na'a, there's schar for that. More about the b'noi sloit. The b'noi sloit, the two b'noi sloit were mezana with their father, and each had a child, Moyav and Amin, like we just learned. And now the first one, the old one was Moyav, the second one was Amin. A person should try to do a mitzvah as quick as possible. So b'shvil laila achas shekamasa b'chira l'tzira kamasa arba dayreis liYisrael. Because of one night that the b'chira was before the tzira, kadmasa arba dayreis liYisrael. There was four dayreis liYisrael. It got into the Klal Yisrael 4 dayreis earlier. Rus. Got into Klal Yisrael by marrying Boaz and having Oved. Arba Dayreis Yisrael, Oved, Yishai, V'David, V'Shloimon. V'ilu Tzira Ad Rechavam, Nuchsev, Shem Imoy Nama Ha'amoynes. It says about Rechavam that his mother's name was Imoy Ha'amoynes. It means that Shloimah HaMelech married Nama Ha'amoynes. So here we have that Boaz married Rush, and 4 Dayreis later, Shloimah HaMelech married Nama Ha'amoynes. Which means that Rus was zeicher to be part of Klal Yisrael 4 dayreis earlier than Amoin. Rus is from Moyavia. The Moyavia was before the Amoin 4 dayreis. Like Tosfos speaks out there, Maschul Olam, that L'shem Mitzvah Neskavnu. They are both Mecham L'shem Mitzvah. Because the Isa Perik Mishom Arizal, they said that in Nazir that they were Meskavnu L'shem Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore it had a certain element of a mitzvah. Rather, it was a Gevaldiger Pritzus. For a certain element of a mitzvah, and you see, you makdim to a mitzvah, you zeicher that their offspring will join Klal Yisrael earlier than the other one. Zog to Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Shor Shor Yisrael. We learned in our Mishnah about Shor of Yisrael, there was the Geach, the Gord, the Shor of a Kanani, the Halacha Yepater. We had 2 psukim for that. And what's the Halacha, in our Gemara of Mahandel, what's the Halacha of Kusim? What are the Kusim? Kusim was a nation that they brought in, I think it was Sancheiriv, brought them in to Eretz Yisrael and put them into Shomron because Eretz Yisrael was empty of people. So they brought in a nation, a Goyish nation, into Shomron. And Lamaisa, they were not good people. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nace and sent lions to attack them. And they were very scared. And therefore, they became Gerim. They were Mekabal on themselves to become Gerim. The problem is that this Geiris, we're not sure if it's a good Geiris, and in any case, even if it was a good Geiris, they weren't very good practicing Jews, even if they were Jews, because that's the way they were. They were not good Jews. So Shaila is, what's the status of these Kusim? Are they considered Goyim or considered Jews? The big Nafkaminas. A Yiddish person was a Mumar, it's not a good thing. A lot of Dinim, they have a lot of Dinim like a Goy actually, but they're not a Goy, they're Yid. For example, a Mumar, you're allowed to lend a mumar with ribbons. This is not an agamar. I'm just giving you an example. A mumar, who's a Jew who does not keep the mitzvahs on purpose, not a tenek shenispa. A Jew does not keep the mitzvahs on purpose. You're allowed to lend him a ribbons. You're allowed to take ribbons from him. Why? Because it's a mitzvah to take money away from him. But he can't take ribbons from you. So that means you can't, if he's the bank, you can't borrow from him money. Because you're not allowed to give him ribbons. Because he's not like, he's still a yid. He still has the halachas of ribbons. He can't do that. That's the law. I'm just giving an example. Mumar is a Yid, to a certain extent. Once a Yid, always a Jew. But in certain ways, he's a guy. If this Mumar goes and cooks in your house, your food is aser. It's bezul akum, even though he's a Jew. A Jew, once a Jew, always a Jew, but for certain halachas, not for everything. So I upon him, here, what's halacha of kusim? That's a shayla. So let's see the Gemara. Tanabam, shar shayshal, shanaka, shar shal kusi. A shar shayshal, gor, shar shal kusi. You're potter. You don't have to pay. Mishal kusi, shanaka, shar shal, tam sham chatsin. So here, Fidus Tanakama, You can't say he holds that it's a goy, because what's the raya? What's the clue that the kusi is not a goy? Because it says the kusi that kicked our shahr pays chatzi nezek only, so he's not a goy. Still, if my shahr kicks the kusi, gores the kusi, you're potter. What's the reason? So Rashi explains, there was a knas. We want to make them feel like goyim. If they feel like goyim, then we're not going to mix with them. So therefore, because they're not going to be happy with us. We're not going to mix with them, so schmack. So therefore, we say, when you damage them, you're potter. It's a knas. And the halach is your potter when you damage them. But they're considered Jews. They're considered Geri Emes, which means they're Jews. And therefore, they only pay chatzi nezek, not nezek shalom. Ramei Oimer, it sounds like Ramei is saying that the lamam shai goyim. Shorosh yishol, shenogel shorosh akusi, potter, you're potter. Vishakusi, shenogel shorosh yishol, ben tam be'mu, mesham nezek shalom. Either way, you pay nezek shalom. Lemeimra, the sub Rameya kusim geir arayisim. It sounds like that Rameyer holds that kusim are goyim because it treats the mamas like goyim. That if the shor shol is not going to shor shol kusim yipata and kusim shor shol many time and move shalom shalom. Rameyer Raminu, that's true. Rameyer holds that the mamas goyim. Does Rameyer hold kusim mamas goyim? Raminu asks a kasha. Mishnah and Masechtas Nida says like this: Kol ksamim habam merekem tohirim. Kesem, what's the difference between kesem and a riyas dam of a isha? Riyas dam of isha means it comes out by hagasha, and which means she feels the dam coming out of her. A kesem is a dam that she finds in a place that it could be from her, but she didn't feel it coming out. That's a lach of a kesem. Now, by a goy, a non-Jew, their dam is tameh, but not the ksamim. The ksamim is not tameh, because the din that their dam is tameh is only with the rabbanon, and they were only goyzer on the dam mamish, but not on their kesamim. Because even by Yisrael, kesamim is the rabbanon. Therefore, they were not geyser on the dam, on the blood of a kesam of a goy. So, a kol kesamim ba'al merekem is tahirim. You know why? Because merekem was mostly goyim. And therefore, the kesamim are considered tahir. Rabbi Yehuda metame. Rabbi Yehuda just told me, why pray Hashem gerim? They're gerim and tahirim. And they look at goyim because they're off the derech. But they are gerim. Then, the Mishnah goes further. And you need the Gemara Nida to do a surgery on this Mishnah to explain exactly all the words, what they mean. Mebein ha-nachrim tahirim. From a goy, it's tar. Mebein Yisrael and Mebein Akusim. If it's Mebein Yisrael and Mebein Akusim, the halach is that there also, it's tameh. Mebein Yisrael and Akusim is tameh. And it says, v'anim tzom ba'ar Yisrael, to say, if it's found in the city of Yisrael, in the Makam Hefker, then it's Tahirim. Why? Because Yisraelim would not nechshadu to put their kismayim, to throw their kesamim out in the open. They put it away. And it's one of them, they don't make anything taha, something tameh. Therefore, they put it away. But v'anim tzom ben akusim, there's machloikis. Rameyem etameh, why? Because they don't watch their kesamim. They would throw it into Hefker. V'chachom etaharim, come hold, that the tar shle nechshdu al kismayim, the kusim are not nechshdu al kismayim. So we find here machlokes Ramei and the Chamim that definitely the kusamim of kusim are tameh. The question is, do they put it in a makam hefker? Ramei says they do throw it in a makam hefker, but it's tameh. Rabbi the Barnes said, no, it's tar. Why? Because the kusamim is from a guy. A yid or a kusi does not throw the kusamim in the open. Shle nechshdu al kismayim, it's nechshdu Yisrael, or you can be garis, shle nechshdu the kusim on the kismayim, but it means that they're not chashed on the kismayim. So what do you see from here? Rameya holds that it's tameh, so Rameya holds that a kusi is a yid. We just finished saying that in the, where it says about the hezek, that he holds kusim geir arayim same, which means geir arayim means they're not good geirim. They're geirim only because of the lions, they're goyim. We first just think they're goyim for Rameya. Now it sounds like they're Jewish according to Rameya. So it's a steer of Rameya. Almukso Rameya, kusim geir arayim same. So the question is that if you hold the Geri Emesein, so what's pshat by the Hezekim? We say that when the Kusi gores our shar, you pay Nezek Shalom. It's not a guy. Amravo knas who shekonas Rameya ben Moynoim shlo yitambehem doj tambehem. Rameya holds a knas also, just like Tanakam. We said Tanakam also holds that the Kusim are a Jew. So why? And that's why we pay Chatzin Nezek when they hit us. Why when we hit them are we potter? Because of a knas. Ramey took a knas even further. He said, the mamish make them into real goyim. They're Jewish. We make them into goyim. And therefore, if we hit them with potter, they hit us to pay nezek shalom. So it's a bigger knas. Look at the bottom Rashi. Knasu. V'konoslet tfeim v'tanakama. Ramey makes a knas more than the tanakama. Most of Rav Zeira, ve'ilu nairos, shiyesh lahem knas. These following nairos, there's a chi of knas. We know there's something called oynis u'mefata, that someone who's ma'anis, a isha, he has to pay 50 shkolim. And same thing is mefata isha. All these are knas. So which nairos are you chayiv knas on them? Habal mamzeres, someone who is ma'anes and mamzeres. Val nesino, which is also something, someone who's also the love of bakal. Each is also love of bakal. Still, yechayiv for knas. Val akusis, says the Mishnah kusis as well. And stam mishnah rameya. V'sakadaitach knas. We make knas in their mamon. We just make knas. You don't have to pay. You don't have to pay that. So the Gemara and really Tosfos out that the kasher Rameyer. Even if the Mishnah is the Rabbanon, it's also shver. Because the Rabbanon hold you make knas also. A different level, but you make knas also. So here also make knas. The Baram Tais says, "When you are born, the born Nami have matzim mifrach. The mother born the katzin lulu. The son shows Yisrael. She knows Yisrael shall kusi potter. Elmosh mistam is the Rambam. You parok meyer meyer. Tais says, 'Stam mish.' That's what we ask from meyer. Hachin Nami nikkus v'dam v'hem. Ma baya. No, we don't do that. Why? Because they say yechayt the niska. We don't want someone who's an oynis mafata. Someone's ma'anis someone, which is disgusting. We don't want him to be them to get him to gain. So fake the Baram Neisul aniim. So give it to the aniim." We don't give it to the kusi. Why not? Because the kusis. Why not? Because we consider her like a guy. We give her a knas, and we don't have to keep it because we don't have to keep it. So give it to aniyim. Rav Mari, Mishum Dav Mama, and Shenle Taivim. It's not smart to do that. Why? Because then who's going to be teveyed? Any ani that comes to the guy and says, you know, you owe me 50 shkolim. Says, what do you mean? I'm giving it to different ani. You never be able to get the money out of him because the mama and Shenle Taivim. Therefore, we don't say give it to aniyim, and we say that you give it to the kusis here because we don't want the chayte to be niska. We don't want the chayte to gain on the deal, and therefore we don't make knas in the kusis in such a case. And we say you have to pay knas.